NY Times poll, conservative Biden voters want less legal immigration. By John Binder on November 5, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden's most conservative supporters say by a majority that they want fewer legal immigrants admitted to the United States every year to reduce foreign competition in the workforce. A comprehensive survey by the New York Times and Siena College reveals how Biden's most conservative supporters want less legal immigration to the U.S., a potential inroad for President Trump and his America First agenda. The survey finds that 41% of Biden voters who do not support Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, say women running for president just aren't that likable. These Biden voters, the survey finds, are mostly men and working class who align with Trump on a series of cultural and political issues. For example, of these Biden voters, a majority of 54% said they want to reduce legal immigration levels, wherein currently the U.S. admits about 1.2 million mostly low-skilled legal immigrants every year who compete for jobs against working and middle-class Americans. About 55% of these conservative Biden voters said discrimination against white Americans is now as big of a problem as discrimination against minorities, and 79% said political correctness has gone too far. For years, Trump has pushed to decrease legal immigration levels to boost wages for American workers, open job markets for American graduates, and raise the quality of life for the working class. In his 2015 promise, Trump demanded a halt to all immigration in order to allow businesses to hire from the existing labor pool. Since then, Trump has endorsed the RAISE Act to cut legal immigration down to 500,000 admissions a year to raise wages and employment. While the big business lobby, corporate interests, and 2020 Democrats advocate for more legal immigration to the U.S. to increase foreign competition against Americans, about 11.5 million Americans remain either unemployed, underemployed, or out of the labor market, all of whom want full-time jobs. At the expense of working and middle-class Americans, the nation's legal immigration system has driven the foreign-born workforce to the highest level in decades. Today, 17.5% of workers, or 3 in 17, in the U.S. are immigrants. In 2018, foreign-born workers were cheaper to hire for employers, earning a median weekly salary of less than $760. At the same time, native-born American workers' median weekly salary was $910. The data, though, found that while native-born Americans' wages have been largely stagnant, foreign-born workers have seen their wages rise. For every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of American workers' occupations, their weekly wages are cut by about 0.5%, Camerata finds. This means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by perhaps 8.75%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.